Critical essentials of recruitment are going to be the topic of discussion for this particular chapter. That's chapter number 5. Till this juncture, what we have done is we've understood recruitment as a process. We've understood the ways and means that recruitment can be done, as in the sources. We've also looked at recruitment as a process. So here we are also going to focus on some more critical essentials which help the recruitment professional in devising a good recruitment plan, in coming out with a good understanding of the recruitment process. Let us look at what objectives we have here for this particular chapter. The recruitment process we've already discussed, very brief insight into it. We'll focus more into the importance of this particular process, the recruitment team dynamics with its structure. So we're going to look at what needs to be the constituency of a recruitment team and how it is structured. We're also going to look at the different types of recruitment models that exist and vendor management. Since a company alone cannot achieve its recruitment targets, so it has to have vendors, which we've already seen, which are the external entities which help with the recruitment process. So what are those particular key practices that can help the vendors perform as partners with the recruitment department of any organization? So let's move to the introductory part before we move ahead. The managers use recruitment process intensively today. With changing times, it's extremely critical process. It's one of the niche processes or one of the core processes of the HR and planning department. So it's critical that this particular process is given its due importance. The recruitment process is sensitive to external and internal changes. It's a dynamically changing process. As we've looked at in the second chapter of this particular subject, the Indian perspective or the changes that are happening in context of the Indian perspective to recruitment. So we've seen an evolution from the conventional sources like a campus hire or a departmental hire to now more usage of the blogs, more usage of social media, more usage of course also the business networking sites. And thus it can be used as the best indicator for future HR trends. So again, this statement comes in compliance or in congruence with what I've just spoken about the changes and the evolution happening in this particular field. So HR being no different, HR is of course a superset of the recruitment. So definitely the trends and changes happening in recruitment will definitely affect in a dynamic manner the kind of changes that will happen in the trends which relate to human resource as a function. There are certain process goals that we look at when we are looking at the major recruitment areas or the major recruitment process goals. There are certain goals that the recruitment process as a whole would need to achieve in order to be successful for organizations. So a few are enlisted here from common knowledge from the discussions that have taken place right from the first slide. We understand that it is the duty of a recruitment process to find the best talent or the best match for the vacancies available. Manage the recruitment sources. That's one of the things that we are going to look at in vendor management practices. Manage the vacancies. Run the internal recruitment process and provide feedback about the trends in the job market. So all these aspects are seen as prime goals when it comes to recruitment. More than 14% of people tend to lose their patience and become uneasy during the waiting period of a job interview. Now, this is a research which is looked at. So it is important to understand this particular point and then move ahead. Well, now let us look at the purpose of recruitment. Quickly run through it because we have discussed it in the previous chapters. Recruitment process is normally targeted towards attracting more talent towards the job application and create a pool so that selection can be a better process. The process is oriented in such a way so as to encourage maximum number of people, so that the organization is more selective towards achieving to fill that particular position. The recruitment process at any time is based on the present and future requirements. Of course, if people only are involved in filling a present position, then the company is bound to not succeed or not be as effective as it would be, because the forecasting needs to take place. People need to anticipate what are the future requirements, and recruitment process is no, you know, it's not, it is also a party to this particular thought. So ideally, recruitment process should also take into consideration the future requirements and not just what is happening in the present. Let's move on. Most of the times, project managers and leaders prefer to accompany the HR department for recruitment processes so as to ensure that the candidate has the right technical potential and attitude to meet the organization's requirements. This is extremely logical thing to do, because the people whom are going to work with the new applicants are the project managers and the leaders of that specific you know, process where the applicant will join. So it is not the recruitment personnel with whom this person is going to work closely, but this person who is supposed to join, supposed to fill a position, will need to fill it with the project managers, will need to work with the leaders of that particular department or a particular process. So it's ideal that they are able to gauge the skills possessed, like the technical competencies, the behavioral aspects like the attitude and the entire personality of the particular applicant. A well-planned recruitment process helps a company. It does so by screening. Screening will help to filter out the candidates who do not pass their criteria and hence concentrate more on eligible candidates. So ideally, a company would require the best person who would be the best match, and this is done or facilitated by a well-planned recruitment process. The recruitment process helps eliminate the fear of employees leaving the organization in between projects. The basis for this particular statement, the reasoning is, as you know, if people leave, already there is a backup created for some key positions, because recruitment takes care. If it is well planned, it will foresee the future and will create a sort of a buffer for the other people. Whether you're hiring an entire new team or recruiting one position within an already established team, it is crucial to consider the team dynamics and subsequent team fit. This is an extremely important statement on the heading of the recruitment team dynamics. So it's extremely critical whether it is in the sense of the recruitment team itself, or the way the recruitment team hire a particular team or a person. They need to understand the dynamics that happen in a particular team. This is due to the fact that these dynamics have a direct effect on each individual's effort, attitude, interest, performance, and the job satisfaction. So dynamics are nothing but those very characteristics which are required for the successful functioning of any individual, of any group, or of any team in the organizational context. So this is very critical to understand, very critical. There are a lot of sessions which are conducted at various levels in training and development field to understand what are the basic dynamics, what are the characteristics which the organizations could benefit from, and if not employed properly, they could be detrimental to the organizational growth as well. So it's quite critical that we address this issue here as a part of the recruitment effort. Well, we've spoken and discussed about the recruitment team dynamics. Through a pictorial representation, let us understand this particular process in a better manner. Now, here we are going to focus our attention on understanding of each individual's needs, to understand the team dynamics. So there are certain characteristics that each individual possesses, which might turn out to be a boon or a bane for the organization. So what are these? Let's take a look. These relate to understanding of the skills, the goals, the interests, the stage of life, and most importantly, personality. So these are a few of the characteristics which are possessed by people, which of course prove either as a pro or a con to the organization. The reason personality is really important and forms a part of this list and is most important here is because it actually encapsulates many of the components, the key components like leadership style, the key component like moods, motivation, drivers, attitudes, and goals are all encompassed, are all encapsulated in a person's personality. Personality is also one of the things that eventually shines through, regardless of how appropriate or personal someone is initially behaving, which also makes it difficult to assess in an initial interview. So this will shine through, this will come through in some later, certain later stages. Well, let's move on to the next slide, which is also dedicated to the recruitment team dynamics, and look at the skills specifically. Now, skills here we have already, in the diagram, it's a part of this list. We shall discuss more about skills here. So, important thing about skills to remember is that every job has a specific set of requisite or required skills. Suitable candidates must possess these skills or at least have the capacity to possess these if on-the-job training is a possibility. However, it is important to recognize which skills are actually their strengths and weaknesses as seen here in the diagram. This is because a team with balanced set of strengths and weaknesses will be more effective than a team full of similar strengths and weaknesses. So from the perspective of recruitment, this is a key point which the recruitment personnel or the recruitment professional needs to recognize when they are inducting people into a team. This is a key constituent of the team dynamics. For example, one individual's strength may be verbal communication and presentations, whereas another's may be written communication and technology. This means that you have to analyze and even record what strengths and weaknesses already exist within the team. What this does is, this will often identify a skill that is lacking in a certain area, which you can then seek within an applicant. So this is the importance of recognizing skills and how could you place those skills through a person in order to change or improve the team dynamics. The next point that we are going to look at is the goals of the individual. An individual's goals can be associated with and measured by career advancement. Things like financial attainment, recognition, rewards, and/or self-satisfaction. The specific goal can affect how an individual behaves and can therefore affect the team. For example, if an individual seeks recognition, they may draw attention to themselves by publicly sharing their performance and achievements in emails or meetings. Colleagues may then resent or become jealous of these individuals. Conversely, the specific goal itself may not influence how individuals work within a team, but the attitude or level of effort demonstrated to obtain the goal may. For example, an individual may do whatever it takes to get a promotion, even if it means offending others or being deceitful. Individuals should be able to maintain social and ethical standards while achieving their goals. Often, teams with similar goals are easier to deal with unless it is the field of career advancement. So, here important to understand what are the motivating factors, what are the short-term goals and the long-term goals of individuals in order to place them in specific teams. The next slide relates to the interests. So similar interests within a team can help with team bonding, can help with communication that is of the interpersonal and the intrapersonal nature, and the important factor of team efficiency. Similarly, colleagues who genuinely like each other and or respect each other will work more closely, support each other, and will be more effective in achieving team targets and goals. This is as long as clear expectations are in place and individuals still demonstrate professionalism and discipline. So this is extremely important for us to understand. The most important point that is a part of these characteristics is the characteristic of personality. So in a closed in terms of personality, it is obviously that certain individuals will get on better than the others. It is not necessary that all team members are close friends, but they must be able to mutually respect each other. Thus, in a close working team, it is also important to find a balance between people who are introverts and extroverts, the leaders and the followers, people of an egocentric nature and of an altruistic nature, and people who are focused on the people focus, that is, individuals who are people focused and individuals who are task focused. So, all these important factors need to be considered. A balance does not always mean a 50-50 of these factors. This will depend on the specific industry and working environment of the team. So, it's extremely important for recruitment people to consider these factors and these elements as a part of the recruitment team's thoughts on a team dynamics. Well, in the previous few slides, with the help of those diagrams, we have discussed certain elements of the team dynamics that need to be reviewed by recruiters. Now, there is also an angle of testing and analysis in which psychological testing plays a very important role. You get to understand about the individuals who would be parts of various teams. So, this can be extremely beneficial in identifying suitable individuals for the position. So, there are various tests which can be administered when it comes to psychological testing. Prominent ones being the DISC kind of test, or some other test like the MBTI and some other personality related tests. Often, however, this is not a realistic or deemed necessary option because of company or industry norms. There are certain financial constraints. So, because these tests are not very they are very expensive. So, there are certain things. So, if it is absolutely necessary, if the position is absolutely vital, or probably you're recruiting a senior member, then you can go ahead and get into these particular kind of psychological tests. Let's move on. Now, in this, we need to analyze and record what strengths and weaknesses already exist within the team. So, while you're analyzing and testing for team dynamics, this procedure is extremely important. Along with this, the identification and recording of the type of individual who would be most suitable for the team needs to be done. There are certain factors, or there are certain terms that are involved in this, which are enlisted here in the form of questions. Is the person task or people focused? Is the person an extrovert or an introvert? And is the person a leader or a follower? Now, these kind of characteristics of that particular person will help us understand the personality of that particular person. It will help us understand certain qualities and certain traits of that person, and if the person is a right fit, a right match in any particular team. So, this actually brings in the picture or the perspective of team dynamics and the right fit for a particular team. Let's move on now. Identify and record also certain other aspects that exist in the team in terms of personal and professional interests. So the kind of interest that the person possesses, and if those particular interests are relevant to the dynamics of the team or not. The motivation levels and drivers. So if the person is highly motivated, if there is an internal drive for the person, so the person will be able to bring in the same motivation to the team. If the person is not motivated, for example, there was a particular, you know, employee in a previous organization who was promised a particular position, but while joining did not get that position, and a tenure or a period of 6 months was you know, assured that the person would get promoted. Unfortunately, that employee did not get promoted in a year, and that led to a negative kind of a motivation or some negative drivers, and this was not healthy for the team, because there was a lot of demotivating talk by that employee provided to the team. There were certain things that were said against the organization. So we need to realize the motivators and the drivers. Also, the goals and the stage of life need to be considered. We also need to make the applicant as relaxed and comfortable as possible in the interview. So all this actually comes under the testing and analysis part of team dynamics. Well, now in this and the next few slides, we are going to discuss the structure of a particular recruitment agency's, of a particular recruitment agency. As you can see in the diagram here, the president or the owner is at the top. The next position here in the hierarchy is that of the recruitment manager, followed by the account manager, followed by the recruiters, and followed by staffing specialists. So we are going to discuss in detail each of this particular position that we have enlisted here in the subsequent in the coming slides. So let's look at the first position that we have. The first position is that of the president or the owner of the recruitment agency or the recruitment company. As the name goes, this person is in charge of overseeing the day-to-day operations and the financial management of the company, and is typically, you know, the owner or the president of the recruitment firm. So on a broader note, whatever is happening, those reports are procured by the owner. The owner drives the thought of this particular recruitment agency. The policies of the recruitment agency are formed by the owner. The next position is that of the recruitment manager or the recruiting manager, who is the primary contact of the clients. So the clients, the specific point of contact is the recruitment manager, which is one post below the president or the owner. The next post is that of the account manager. He is responsible or she is responsible for obtaining new clients or creating new accounts. Let's move to the next few positions. The next position is a key position of the recruiter. These employees are responsible for full recruitment life cycle. So right from sourcing people, right from creating the pool that we've seen in the past, right to administering certain tests, to the analysis of the resumes and training and development before they are sent to the organizations. All these things are done by and taken care of by the recruiters. One post below the recruiters and the most basic position in any recruitment agency is that of the recruitment specialists. These employees typically utilize networking, cold calling, and job boards to source potential candidates for the recruiter to interview. So ideally, these are more operational positions in nature. They use more of sourcing. They are more of they are more involved in procuring these particular candidates, so that the recruiters can work on those particular profiles and process them for selection in various companies. So these positions formed the organizational structure of a recruitment agency. Now, post looking at the organization of any recruitment agency, we are going to look at 12 elements of recruitment strategies, some of which we are going to discuss in this and the next few slides. The first is, what are your primary goals? as in is there a requirement to hire people? So why hire is one of the questions that is asked as a part of these 12 elements of recruitment strategies. Some of the more common business reasons for hiring include, which are enlisted here, current or future business expansion. This we have discussed in some previous chapters. Since a company is a growing kind of an entity, so the organization requires more people as they receive more orders. To fulfill those orders, to create more products or services, they need to expand. In this expansion, they require the services of people. Limiting the talent available in the market in order to hurt a competitor's ability to staff adequately. So if it's a niche position in which your competitor also wants some of those positions to be filled, so if you pick up people from the market and there are no people in the market, then probably the competitor's orders or products cannot be completed because the position is not filled. Related conference sessions. A contrarian view of mobility, that is bringing the job to the talent, not the talent to the job. So if there are talented people, recruiters ensure that they are always in a job, thus bringing or bring the job to the talent and not the otherwise. The consultative recruitment department, that is transitioning your team to a new recruitment model. So all these are certain reasons or certain goals as to why we need to hire. The second is prioritization of jobs. Thus, prioritization can be assigned in the following ways: by hiring all jobs equally with the same priority, focus on key strategic business units. There needs to be a focus on the key jobs and focus on key or powerful managers. So while hiring, while recruiting, this type of a prioritization is required. The next is the performance level, which is a key part of the 12 elements of the recruitment strategies. In this, there are certain performance targets that need to be analyzed, that need to be scrutinized, and that need to be included as a part of the performance level type of strategy in recruitment. Here the recruitment professional need to focus on average performers in all jobs. In all jobs, they need to focus on who are the top performers and who are the top performers in key jobs. So they can prioritize, they can create the database in that manner, and of course they can propose those employees to organizations. Experience level to target is the next component or the next element of the recruitment strategies. Experience target ranges include inexperienced talent that can be trained, temporary and contract labor that can be converted, hire at the bottom and promote within, undergraduate college hires, postgraduate hires, and experienced hires. So this is the kind of range that we are seeing, right from a novice level, that is inexperienced talent, to people who possess some kind of hands-on experience, to people being promoted, to people being promoted from the bottom rungs, to the undergraduate college hires who have relatively no experience, to postgraduate hires, and of course hiring experienced people. So this is the entire gamut, or this is the entire range of experience. Let's move on. The fifth element is the category. We need the recruitment professionals need to understand the category of candidates to target. This category includes about four, subcategories or four broad categories. The first being that of the active candidates. So as the name goes, the candidates who are actively searching for jobs, who are currently out of a job, or who are currently in a job but have posted their resumes on several job portals, or they have sent it to a recruitment agency. So these type of people are, as noted here, unemployed candidates or currently employed, but frustrated in their current job. So these are people who are active job seekers or active candidates. The next category that we have here is that of the passive candidates. These focus on currently employed average or above average performers. So here the recruiters need to focus on people who are already employed but are not actively searching for a job but might be interested in a job if the job is better than the current one. The recruiters also need to focus on currently employed top performers. These also might be converted if they get a better incentive and a better position from another company. Diverse candidates, these are defined by EEOC standards. Diverse thinkers are using a global standard. So some of the people from different nationalities or some people from a different origin or a country can be diverse candidates. Magnet hires, these are from within the industry and from outside the industry. So these are the different categories of candidates that the recruitment professionals need to target.